We need to learn to control our anger, my dear Islam brothers. And one of the ways of learning how to control your anger is to read how the predecessors of the past had this tolerance, how they developed their tolerance inside them. It is said that a person talked rudely to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. He bowed his head and he said, "Do you want me to become angry so that shaitan plunges me into the pride of arrogance and power and I make you a target of oppression on the day of judgment? You seek his compensation from me. I will not do this." If you get angry with someone, then on the day of judgment, they will say, "This person, he got angry with me. Ya Allah, this person got angry with me. I want revenge on this day." In the dunya, you might be high and mighty and powerful and do whatever you want. But on the day of judgment, there's no difference between you and the next person. The only difference is the deed that you do. If you cannot control your temper, a person swore at Sayyidina Salman Fazli radiallahu anhu, and he replied, "On the day of judgment, if my scale of deeds is heavier, then I am worse than what you have said. However, if it is lighter, then I don't care about what you've said." So rather, if someone said, "Oh, you're this, you're this, you're this," his reply was that, "Look, on the day of judgment, if Allah is happy with me, then I don't care about what you've said. If Allah is not happy with me, then what you've said is true." We should have this mentality. We should try and control ourselves. A person swore, Sayyidina Sha'bi radiallahu anhu, and he replied, "If you have spoken the truth, then may Allah forgive me. And if you have lied, then may Allah forgive you." How many of us have this mentality? If someone says something bad to us, how many of us look inside us and say, "You know what, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Maybe I am wrong." But instead of examining ourselves, what we do is we lift our hands up and say, "Okay, yeah, you said that to me, I'll say this to you." Immediately we take revenge rather than reflecting, maybe, all right, he's not said it in the right way. Maybe he said it in a way to degrade you, but maybe, just maybe that fault is inside you. Maybe that problem is inside you. So my dear Islam brother, we need to learn to control our temper. And if anything happens, when you do get angry, it's an instinct. Walk away from the issue. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you are angry, sit down. Because you see people, they get up, don't they, when they get angry. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you're angry, sit down. And if you're sitting down and still get angry, lie down. Try it, my dear brothers. It's very hard to remain angry whilst you're lying down. Because you want to get up. Just stay lying down. An alternative, walk out of the situation, walk away from the situation. Because if you stay there and you get angry, and as a result of your anger, you divorce your wife, or as a result of your anger, you get physical with your children or your family, you might regret it for the rest of your lives. The jails are full of people that have lost their temper. The jails are full of people that have lost their temper and they've done things that they regretted later. We need to learn to control our temper.